Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the show tonight. I am excited about being here. I'm always excited about being here. You know, my husband always says, another day above ground. You know, just another opportunity to talk about some exciting things that we want to do in this year, some things that we want to do even in this month, and we can start right here, right tonight. Well, this is LaLisa J. Williams. I am the E-Power Coach, and I'm here tonight, and our topic tonight, achieving your dreams in the face of difficulties. You know, sometimes we have a crisis, something that has exploded in our lives, something that has went off like a bomb that shatters our life. You know, sometimes things are so tough, you know, it could leave us angry. Sometimes it leaves us bitter. It can even leave us just depressed. But there is a way out, and it's still time to achieve your dreams. If you tuned in tonight because you want to either learn more about what it takes to achieve your dreams, even in the face of difficulties, well, this is your night, and you've tuned in for a good night, and we just welcome you to the show. We welcome our guests in the chat room to the show as well. If you have any friends that you know are depressed, going through something, they're sad, miserable, call them up and tell them they do not want to miss this show. Give them the phone number. They can call into the show. They can listen. You don't need a computer. You can tune into the show. You can dial in 347-945-7991 for the cost on your phone bill or your cell phone bill. It is not comparable to what you're going to get out of it. And so we want to really encourage you. We want to empower you. We also want to support. We have said in the past show that I did on this topic, our overall topic and for this season, is the secret to achieving your dreams. And so we have already stated that, you know, even for those people who are just looking for someone to come alongside and support them, and maybe you don't have the funds to right now to pay for a life coach. You know, life coaches are very expensive, executive coaches and success coaches and spiritual coaches. They charge you a lot of money, and rightfully so, and that's their time, and I'm not, you know, I'm saying that's wonderful. But here you can get almost the same benefit by just tuning into this show every week. And I'm going to try to come to you twice a week, because what God has really shown me and done for me is that, you know what, he's like, LaLisa, just give it away. And I know that probably sounds crazy to some people. It's like, why would you give anything away that is so valuable? But he said to me, freely have I given to you. Freely you must give. And I know that's not everyone's walk, it's not everyone's call, but it is my call. And I want to freely give you what has empowered me, what has changed my life, what has motivated me, and what has encouraged me. So if you remember last week when I talked about this, we did the show, and actually we actually did the show on Monday, but it does feel like about a week ago because I'm so excited about it. And I did do the same show because I have another Blog Talk Radio show, and I did the same show over there, and I did that last Friday. But one of the things we talked about last time, we said that our dreams are tied into our purpose. So you have to go back and listen to the archives to hear that entire show, because I have a lot of good things I want to get out this time, so I don't want to spend a whole lot of time rehashing what's already been discussed. But you can go back to the archives and listen to part one. But we talked about your purpose, and I really want to focus on purpose tonight, because tonight I'm going to be going over 9 P's of success that will help you absolutely and truly achieve your dreams, even when things are so difficult that you want to just give up, that you're ready to give up. And for some of you, you may be like I was at a point in my life. I had given up. I had given up. I had already dropped out of the race. I didn't want to know about success. I didn't want to know how to achieve greatness, and I didn't even want to talk about it because I just did not believe that it could happen for me. But lo and behold, I just kept living. See, sometimes you just have to keep living. You may not have a purpose. You may not know which direction you're going in. You may not have a perfect plan, but if you just keep living, things can come together. And why is that? And part of that is because your life does have a purpose and your life does have destiny. And even when you can't see it, even when you don't have a clue as to what it is, does not make it not be there. So I would love to open up the phone lines and take any calls that we have on tonight, any comments, any questions. Please let me help you, and I can help you best if you call in or if you sign into the chat room and you ask your questions. So I do tonight, I am going to go over these 9 P's that when we operate in them, and see, that's a part of it right there. It's not just a one-shot deal. It's not something that you just do for about 6 weeks, or you might do for 6 months, or, you know, this is something that you have to operate. When I give you these, you have to operate in these things each and every day. It has to become a part of your soul, a part of your being, a part of just who you become. And you will see that your dreams will just really take you over and chase you down, and you will be so blessed. You know, sometimes I think about, I wake up every day excited. You know, it's nothing like being excited about each and every day. It's not about money. It's not about having a lot of money. It's not about who we know, knowing the right people. Some people spend their whole lives just concerned about who they know. If they know the right people, they connected to the right people, you know. But guess what? At the end of the day, just because you know a lot of people, it won't make you satisfied. For instance, I know Oprah Winfrey. You know, I know this person and I know that person. But what is that doing for Lil Lisa? How is that making me a success? How is that making me excited? You know, I know Lil Wayne. I know of these people per se. What's the difference if I knew of them or knew them? If I could go to Oprah's house and sit and chat with her, that wouldn't make me no more a success and living my destiny, living my purpose than who I am right today. And so the goal here is to be our own personal success model. You know, it's wonderful to have models. It's wonderful to have people that are our role models that we look up to, but it's nothing like becoming your own personal success model. You're the role model for yourself, because we're not competing with anyone. You know, when we're achieving our dream, it's not a competition. It's not a comparison. It's about your being your own personal success model. It's about outdoing you. It's about outdoing you. It's not about outdoing anyone else. It's not about being as good or as bad or as great as anyone else. It is about being greater than who you are. It's about getting a 7-fold, 20-fold, 100-fold return on your gifts and talents in your own life. And what I'm saying, that one way to do that is to absolutely know your purpose. And so I'm going to, and the purpose is the first P in these 9 P's of success. I call them the 9 P's of success that will allow you to achieve your dream even in the face of difficulty. Because there's difficult times in the world. There's crisis times in our lives. Sometimes we have death in the family. We might lose all our money. Our house may go up in flames. There's all kinds of ways to have devastation and crises. And it can force someone to give up. But after we cried our last cry, we have to get up and achieve that dream. Now, let me ask you a question. And I really want you to ponder this question and think about it and try to come up with an answer, possibly not tonight, but in the near future. Let me ask you a question. What if dreams were for sale and money was no object? Okay, that's the question. What if dreams were for sale and money was no object for you? What would you buy? Now, some people, they say, they don't know what their dream is. They don't know what their purpose is. They don't know how to dream. How do you find your dream? How do you find your dream job, your dream career, your dream vocation? How do you find your dream mate, husband or wife? How do you find that dream life? How do you find that? And what I'm asking you is that you have to open up and think outside of the box. And so you can start by answering that question. You see, sometimes we place resistance and we place our dreams within a boundary because we attach some kind of criteria that we know we don't have. Like, for instance, we attach money. I don't have enough money to do that. You know, I'm not the right race to do that. I'm not the right this. I don't have the right that. And so, therefore, money stops a lot of people. A lot of people say, they tell me, you know, I can't afford to go back to school. I have so many people tell me that. Sometimes it breaks my heart because they really want to get ahead in life, and they're in a position where they've been told that in their career, in some careers, it's a profession. And typically when you work in a career that is a profession, they typically require you to have some level of higher education. And people will work in that field because they might get into it whatever kind of way, and then once they get there, they realize they cannot go higher because they don't have the degree. And the first thing is because the company may not provide tuition reimbursement. They say they don't have the money. So I want people to not worry about money when you're finding your dream. Okay, so you find that dream. What would you, if dreams were for sale and money was no object, what would you buy? And think about that for a minute. And once you come up with the answer, that's your dream. Now, you may have more than one. Like, I have more than one, but I have one purpose. So I have several dreams, but one purpose. And my one purpose, I just stated before, is to motivate other people to achieve their dreams. And so this is something that God gave me in 2009. When I was in 2008, I didn't have this as my goal. And so it has taken me 52 years of my life to develop and prepare for 2009. See, in other words, 2009 came, it was going to come regardless, and I had to be here. Now I can see why when I was raped back in 1985, why, because I, you know what, for years I wondered, why didn't they kill me? I was in a place where nobody knew me. These people picked me up, these men that were very brutish, and they did things to my body that I can't remember. And I couldn't figure out why they didn't kill me. And I kept asking the question, why? But now in 2009, that God has revealed to me my ultimate purpose, that to motivate people to live their dreams, now I know why. All my questions are answered. The minute I got over in 2009, I'm just so amazed because I did not expect it. It wasn't as if God was leading me along saying, you know, don't wait, don't worry, I'm going to show you later, you know. Just hang in there, Lalisa, one more month. It wasn't like that. It just happened. But now I see why, as a little girl, when I was molested for all those 13 years, why I didn't lose my mind and take my life. Because there were times I thought about it. I wanted to. I thought, you know, you were in an incestuous relationship with your uncle, and you knew it. You were 15, 16, 17. 18, you know, and you did nothing about it. Just take your life. You're worthless. You're nothing. Nobody will ever want you. No one will ever value you. No man will ever love you for real. Just take your life. And I thought about it a couple times, but you know what? The truth of the matter, I was way too scared. So I'm saying all that to say that your purpose, once it's revealed to you, will overtake you. It will just blow everything, you know, in your life up, and it'll manifest. And all I'm saying is just to keep living. Now, let me give you these 9 P's of success, because these are the 9 things that at various intervals in my life over these 52 years of my life, these things have been in operation to some level, whether I was aware of it or not. There were times when, yes, I was aware that they were in place, but there were many times when I had no clue. And so that's why I can honestly say to people, sometimes even when you can't, you have to have a blind faith, because sometimes you're going to walk where you can't see ahead of you. You don't know what's down. You know, like, even if you could see, you know, a few feet ahead of you, you can't see around the corner. So you don't know what's down the road, but you just keep living. And sometimes it looks really bad, and you're like, I don't want to wake up another day. But just know this. So I'm here now. God has now positioned me to give this information out to you and to others, because this is a calling. You have been summoned here. Again, I said this the other night. You're not here by accident. You tune into this show, it is no accident. It is that God has chosen you, and he's going to manifest in your life your dreams and your purpose. Just he did tell me. He told me this about a year or two ago. He did tell me, LaLisa, I have put an anointing on your life that is going to, that same anointing will be passed on to other people that come into agreement with the message that I'm giving them through you. It's not my message, it's God's message. I'm the messenger. When you're a messenger, you only carry what the person who has constructed and created the message has given you. It's like on the job, if your manager asks you to send a letter to a supplier or to a customer, you're just the messenger carrying what someone has told you, and that's what I am. So I'm just a messenger tonight, but I honor that position. I honor that role, and I'm just so humbled by it. Believe me, you, sometimes people might think that I talk strong, but that's because, you know, the Holy Spirit taught me about boldness a long time ago, and he taught me that boldness, when you're bold, like Peter was bold, and he spoke, and thousands of people were set free from their bondage. They were set free from the jails, from the prisons of their minds. And, you know, God even had to take me in a prison. I've been to jail. I've been behind bars, locked up. And so he took me there, and then he later showed me that because people are like that in their minds. They're in prison. Now, I was in physical prison. I've been in mental prison as well. I've been in heart prison. I've been in emotional prison. But God said, LaLisa, because of the work that I'm going to have you do, you're my loving daughter and I love you, but I'm going to have to allow you to go to jail. And that means you're going to have to get arrested. And in order to get arrested, you have to break the law. So he had it all worked out. I mean, he's just so amazing. He's just truly, truly so amazing. And so I was saying that when it comes to your success, you are in the right place. This is your day to be here. And, you know, I wanted you to ponder on that question. You know, think of your life like a pile of rocks. You know, there was a great person who once said that you want to change your rock pile into a cathedral. Maybe you feel like your life is worthless, it means nothing, has no value to it. Well, it's up to you to put a dream behind it, to put purpose behind it, to put strength and energy behind it and move forward. But as I was saying before about being bold, you know, the Holy Spirit showed me that boldness brings wisdom, favor, and power. Just like Peter, he had the favor of God, he had the power of God, and he had the wisdom to speak the right words to the people. And that happened over and over. It's happened over and over. And look at what's happening, even with our election. You know, when you are bold, just imagine how bold our president-elect, in a few more days we won't have to say that any longer, we can just say President Obama, look at the boldness he had to have. But boldness brings wisdom, power, and genius, and favor. And look at what it's brought to him. Look at what it brought to Queen Esther. Look at what it brought to Dr. Martin Luther King, who also had a dream. He had a dream. Very simple, it seemed at the time. I have a dream. You know, the speech is very famous, and we all have heard it. But look at his dream. But he never let his dream die. And even though he died, see, you can die, but your dream can keep living. So a dream never has to die. And I know sometimes we talk about not sharing our dreams, but we have to share it in the right venue, at the right time, in the right place, so that the person who sees the dream can run with it. But he had to die. You know, who knows how it would have turned out any other way. So let me go over these 9 P's of success. Now, the first one I said is purpose. You have to have that purpose tied into what God has told you that you will do in this world. Then you have to have passion. You have to be passionate about it. And the powerful thing about passion produces strength. You know, sometimes people wonder why they can't get things done. You know, I know I teach at a college, and I teach students who are coming for a degree in business. Sometimes they're seeking a degree in accounting. Like last night, I had my first class of the semester last night, and I go around the room. I had about 13 to 14 students in the class. It was the first night of class, and I go in there and ask them what's their degree. I don't just assume that everyone does have a business degree, because you know how it is. Sometimes students take other courses outside of their major. And sure enough, one of my students is an engineering major, and he just wanted to know more about how businesses work because this is a business 101 class. And so, you know, I was going around the room trying to find out what people, you know, think about business and what they're there for. But a lot of times, you know, you just have to keep operating in the thing that you have been set out to do. Now, so passion, you know, it gives you the strength to do. So some students, they're there on the first day. They're possibly there for 2 weeks. But I can always tell the passionate students. The passionate students stick it out for the entire semester, regardless of how much it snows, regardless of how much they raise the parking fees, regardless of how much sleep they're getting or what have you, they will stick it out. And the reason, and some students won't. All of a sudden, you don't see them anymore. And more than likely, the ones who didn't come back, they just weren't passionate enough. It's not that they're not smart. Like I tell my students, I had one gentleman in my class last night. His English is not that great. He is from China, and he hasn't been here that long. His parents have a business, and he wanted to get a degree in business so that he could at least help his parents out, you know, one day, run the business. And so he's in the course, and he said that this my class is the second time he's tried to take this course. He took it last semester, and he flunked. And so, but now he got me. Well, I'm a teacher who works off passion because I have the kind of passion, and I understand passion, and I love passion. And so I assured him that if he shows me his passion, that he's passionate about business, he's passionate about learning the language of businesses, that he probably won't fail the class with me because I'm not there to test his language, his ability to speak English or to interpret English. That's not what I'm there to do. I'm just simply there to see if he learns anything about how businesses work and how they run. But anyway, it was just wonderful to see how a person who, he didn't give up. He said he received an F last semester. He could have given up. He could have said, you know what? I'm never going to succeed at this. You know, I'm from another country. I can't speak English that well. The professors are going to not accept me, whatever, whatever. But look, he's back in it. And so for that, I have to give him credit. And that happens often. I had another student a whole another semester that did something very similar. He was in a class. He didn't do well. He failed the class. Actually, he didn't get a chance to fail because he dropped it before the end of the semester, and then he enrolled in my class. And I try to work with people because I was a high school dropout, and I went back to college. So I know what it's like to be sitting there, what have you. But passion, and I used to say all the time that that's how I did my whole associate degree, bachelor's degree, and master's is on passion. I'm not the brightest. My husband reminds me of that all the time. I'm not the brightest bulb in the batch, not some genius. However, passion will carry you where your smartness won't. Let me say that again. Passion will carry you where your smartness will not. Even on the job, a lot of times the employees that get ahead are the ones who are passionate about their work. They come to work on time. While they're there, they're being innovative, and they get the job done. So there's so much we can say about passion. But one thing I want to leave you with, again, passion is that thing that gives you strength. You know, it's the reason that David was able to go out and fight a lion. He was passionate about his calling. And you have to be passionate about your dream, your purpose, the thing that God has given you to achieve. Now, the next P is for preparation. Yes, so you're passionate about something. Let's just say you're passionate about getting your education, or you're passionate about, you know, becoming a real estate sales agent, or you're passionate about, you know, writing a book. Let's say whatever your passion is, you're passionate about getting married, raising a family, being a wonderful husband or wife or parent, whatever. Now you have to begin to prepare. And remember what I said about these P's. You got to live them every day. They're not something you're going to do for 6 weeks and then stop. This is every day. So you have to build them into your daily routine of life. In other words, build them into your daily behavior. So things that you do, do them with passion, purpose, and preparation. Okay? So in preparation, you are preparing for the purpose that you know you're put here for. And again, you may not know all of what your purpose is, but you're preparing as if you know. So in other words, you prepare yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. So you can do those three and spiritually. You can do, well, financially, there's five key areas that you can prepare yourself even when you have no clue about your future. You may have no idea about your future, but you can prepare yourself, you know, health-wise. You can try to eat right, sleep right, get exercise. Educationally, you know, you can go to school, you can take classes, you can take courses, regardless of what your purpose is. So there's ways to prepare even when, you know, people cannot use the excuse, oh, well, I don't know my purpose and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, so I'll do nothing. Uh-oh, that's wrong. That is the wrong thing to do. Don't ever do that. When you start talking like that, please give me a call. Come on to my site. We got to talk about it because that is the wrong voice. If you hear that voice, that's the wrong voice. The right voice is you have the key areas that you can work on. You know, you can work on your spiritual self. You can work on your physical self. You can work on your emotional self. For instance, emotions like how angry do you get when things don't go your way? You can work on things like how content are you in the things that you are doing? Our other emotions, you know, do we love who we are? Things like that. So you can work on these areas, and this is preparation. Because, again, you may know your purpose, you may not. For instance, let's just say you know that your purpose is to teach children sign language throughout the world. Or like another lady that I know, she told me her purpose is to be an international peacemaker. And so if you know your purpose, then you can prepare things toward that purpose. You can take courses. You can join associations. You can meet up with other people into going in that direction. So it's easy when you have accepted that you know your purpose. So we said that the nine P's, number one, purpose. Number two, you got to have passion, which also gives us our strength. And then preparation, that is what we're constantly in motion. It's just like a snowball going down a hill. It's constantly in motion. And what is it doing as it's going? It's growing. You know, when things are in motion, they're getting bigger, better, faster. That's how many companies become a huge success, like your Microsoft and all your other big companies, your Yahoos and your big companies, because they're constantly growing. It's called innovation. And so they're preparing. They're always preparing, you know, these big pharmaceutical companies. They're already like 20 years into the future, 30, 40 years, some of them, because they're constantly coming up with something new. They're preparing themselves, even though they don't know what might be ahead. You don't know the economy. No man knows the future. You know, we can't even say what the future is going to bring. We can only do what we can do today. And so today we try to make ourselves better. You know, let's prep our communication skills. You know, most people can improve in that area. Let's improve in our interpersonal relationships. How do we get along with people? Do we perceive other people as important and valuable? Okay, so the third P then was preparation. That is so critical. And now the fourth one is perception. What's our perception? You know, how are we, what do we look at? What's our perception? Are we looking at just the short haul? Are we perceiving the long haul? Are we looking to, you know, expecting great things and we don't know how it's going to come, but our perception, you know, try to clear our minds and clear our vision so we can truly see. And just also want to welcome, you know, others into the chat room. Please, if you have any questions or comments, we would gladly take them if you want to call in. But we're talking tonight about achieving your dreams in the face of difficulties, and I'm going over the nine P's of success, and we're talking about perception. Now, one of my favorite P's is the P of perseverance. You know, perseverance. That's like when all your crises have just come at you, every crisis you can think of, the money crisis, the job crisis, the relationship crisis, the family crisis, the community crisis, every crisis you can think of has hit your home. It's like a bomb has exploded in your life. You don't know which way to go. You don't know which way is up and which way is down. And this P right here is going to make you still stick around so that you can also live your dream. And that's the P of perseverance. When you perseverance is that no matter what, you're going to get there. You know, you're going to persevere. You're not going to stop. You're going to keep coming. You're going to keep on coming. You're going to come even though your leg is missing. You know, you're going to come. You might have an arm missing. You're going to come even though all your friends have left you. You're going to persevere. You're going to come, you know, you're going to come regardless of who they elect. You're going to come regardless of the economy is up or down. You know, people who persevere, persevere, you know, despite of what all is going around them. In spite of your problems and your situations, you just keep preparing. You keep finding your purpose. You keep going with your passion. And you keep your perception clear. It's just like in your driving in your car, you know, you want to keep that, you want to keep your window clean. If it gets too dirty from the elements of life, just like elements in our life can kind of get us foggy and things aren't clear, you got to keep your perception clear. And that means sometimes you have to get certain people out of your life and out of your way. But again, we thank you if you're just tuning in to the show. People are listening by the show in other formats outside of the chat room, so we just want to give you a shout-out and say thank you. I know it's a lot, but you know what? This is very, very, very serious, and it's very important to me because this is my purpose. My purpose, again, is to motivate people to achieve their dream, and I'm just so excited to be doing that. So we said number five, so we're just right at the middle mark. Perseverance is right in the middle. That's the thing that we got to hold on to. We got to persevere even when we lose all the money, when all the funds run out, all our friends. As soon as the money runs out, the friends are gone. You know, most likely. No money, no friends. And you got money, you got to have all the friends in the world. When everything is going good for you and everything is going right, believe me, you're going to have friends right there to support you, to cheer you on. Oh, they'll be there. But let the money be gone. That's how you can tell your real friends. Get down on your luck. You know, get broke. That's when you can tell your real friends. Perseverance. That's one of my favorites. You know, I wouldn't be here today without perseverance. Like I said, I could be dead. I should have been dead. What I went through, it should have killed me. But because of perseverance, you're going to make it through. So number one, we have purpose. Number two, passion. Number three, perception. Number three, preparation. Number four, perception. Number five, perseverance. And number six, here's one of my favorites. You probably already know what it is. Number six, you have to be persistent. You have to be persistent. Now, people would think, well, isn't that like being persevering? Persevering, saying, I'm going to keep coming even if things are taken away from me. And then persistence is when you just won't give up tackling something. You're persistent. You keep going at it. If somebody tells you no, you're going to find another way to do it. If someone tells you it can't be done, you're going to find a way to get it done. You're going to be persistent in pursuing your purpose. You're going to, you know, if they tell you you can't finish school, you're going to keep going, take one class at a time. If they tell you you'll never work in that field, work in a similar field that's like a lateral job, and then you try to move over later. But the persistent is that you just keep coming back, and that there is a fight in you. That tenacity thing kicks in, and you're going to fight, and you're going to win because you're going to be persistent, and you're going to keep. When they tell you no, you're going to go back and ask again. When they say no, we can't hire you, you're going to go back again. You're going to be persistent. Because persistence, all of these things are building up in you such a high, high level of character, and it's building up your life. Now, again, you may not always see what the result is going to be. You can't see it right away. Sometimes it takes years. But don't give up. Look at me. I'm 52 and I'm still at it. And I'm just now able to truly articulate what my dream is and what my purpose is. And I've been asking for years. You know, I've been saying, God, what is my purpose? God, show me my dream. Show me what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. And he is faithful. He's faithful. So it has come into play in 2009. And it's so funny because I heard someone talking about a week before the year began, and they said that 2009 is the year of fulfillment. And so what has been fulfilled in my life is knowing what my purpose is. And not only that, being able to fulfill it. Because there's nothing like knowing your purpose and not being able to get it done. That's why you need these 9 P's, because these 9 P's will help you achieve your dream. It'll help you achieve that thing that you want to do. Whether it's, you know, in school, it could be in your work, it could be in your community, it could be in the society at large, in your home, wherever it is. Nothing is off limits to you being a success at it. Okay? Remember, we can change our rock pile into a cathedral. Think about it. Some old rocks. Before you know it, you have a beautiful edifice. And that's what our lives are like. No matter how rocky they look, our lives could look like they're about to be over, and you can still create something great out of it. Well, I really thank you, certainly guests, for staying tuned to the show. I hope you're getting something out of it. I can't, you know, tell at this point, but I would imagine that you are because you're still listening. And I definitely want you to know that if you want to go to my website and connect with me, just leave me your information. You can reach me at brandnewbeginnings.org or louisajwilliams.com. You can go to those websites. You can connect with me. Leave me your email address. I'll get something back to you. You can also connect. There's phone numbers there where you can also call. I do take calls. I'm not that busy that I can't stop for a phone call to help people, to coach. And like I said, this is a coaching moment for me. I want to help people. I want people to be as happy and successful and joyful as I am. I tell you, now anytime, you know, that's how you know you're living your dream, when you are willing to do for free what you could do for money. When you're willing to do that for free, that's it right there. And I am willing to tell you about being a success, living your dream. I don't care if nobody pays me. You know, it's not about getting paid. Because you know why? He's going to supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory. And it took me until 2009 to really walk in this. Yes, we know it. Yes, we've been saying it. But it's one thing to say something and it's another to do it. And so in 2009, he set everything up through these P's, the P's of preparation and the P's of passion. And he is allowing me to walk in this year. And so look for more seminars like this. Like I said, we're only on January the 15th. It's only 15 days into the year, and he's already got me operating in the thing that he wants me to operate in. And I've gotten phone calls from people and emails from people that are saying, you know, we want you to come and we want you to talk about your strategies of success, this achieving your dream. And they didn't even know I had put this together, because I didn't even know I was putting it together. God just gave it to me in the new year. When I asked him, Lord, where do you want me this year? I know where you had me in 2008. I know the things that you had me doing in 2007. But this new year, God, why did you keep me alive this year? And this is what he showed me. So I'm running with it. And that's why I encourage you. That's what I encourage you to do. When God gives you something, run. Run. Don't walk. Don't stop and take a breath. Run with it. Because it's going to be an easy run. Because when you are running with the Lord, you're in the flow. And he's flowing with you. He's really carrying. Really, you're not running at all. He's carrying you. But so that we can stay strong, it feels like we're running. You know, it's like what we do with our little children, with our kids, you know. And so that's what he does with us, because we're his dear children. And so far we've gone over 6 of the P's of success. And I'm excited again that you have tuned into the show to hear these 6. Now I want to give you the last 3. There are 3 more, so don't go away. Stay tuned. Do not go away. There are 3 more that I want to give you. But before I give you those last 3, I want to just take a little break and talk to you for a minute about what we call a SWOT analysis. This is for all you business people out there. In the business world, companies do what's called a SWOT analysis, and they take that acronym, SWOT, and that's where they get the word SWOT. It's the acronym for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And so what we do is we look at what are our strengths, what are our weaknesses, what are our opportunities, and what are our threats. And remember, we said weaknesses we play down, and our strengths we play up, because whatever we focus on, we make big. So I'm not going to focus on my weaknesses because I'll make them big. But what I'm going to focus on are my strengths, you know. It's just like our purpose. We're going to focus on our purpose because then our purpose becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. Now, opportunities then, so strengths and weaknesses are things that are more internal, whereas opportunities and threats are things that are more external. So just be aware of that as you're going through achieving your dreams, becoming a success that God has ordained for you. In other words, it is your right. Hello, Lillian. Welcome to the show tonight. Hi, yes. If you have a comment, if you want to ask a question, if you want to know what the topic is about tonight, I welcome you to the show. If you want to call in, the call-in number is right there. You have a question or a comment, we'd love to hear from you. We've been talking tonight. I don't know how much of the show you've caught, but you're certainly welcome to do either call in, ask a question, make a comment. We'd love to hear from you. We've been talking tonight about achieving your dream. And it's not just a little pat slogan. It's not just a little pat, you know, phrase. And it's not the next thing that, you know, everybody's jumping on this bandwagon. But this is something that God gave me to talk about. And he showed me through my life how he led me up to this moment. And that's what I've been talking about. So certainly when you go back and listen to the archives, you can hear the entire message because, you know, he really did it. But we were saying, talking about this whole SWOT analysis and that you have your strengths and your weaknesses and your opportunities and your threats, just like companies and major businesses and companies, what they do. That's showing the air. Oh, well, thank you for that comment. And you are working in your office, very, very good, and listening. We're so glad that you're able to do that. But definitely any other comments or questions, if you want to send them in, I would definitely answer them. You know, I'm on this mission this year because it's the purpose that God has created for me. We talked about those 9 P's of success. We have 3 more P's to go that we're going to talk about. That SWOT analysis you can do on your own life. If you have a business, you can do it on your business. You could do it on your family. You can almost do it anywhere. And we can always, you know, talk about that at a whole another time because I do some business seminars and also some leadership training because, again, that's part of my dream is to be in the field of business. Didn't know it at the time, but I just ended up there. But I did ask a question, so make sure you answer this question. If dreams were for sale and money was no object, what would you buy? And that's what I'm going to be asking everybody. I'm going to be asking people that everywhere I go. I have some women at Essex County, in Essex County and down at the college here in New Jersey that they're going to be doing something, and we're going to go to these women. And these are women who have been homeless. Some still are homeless. They have had many, many crises in their lives, but yet they can take their rock pile and make a cathedral. Now, the next P, number seven is the P of planning. Okay, it is not going to happen through osmosis, okay? Yes, we're going to have to make some plans. Now, we can't get too caught up in plans because, you know, some of the best laid plans can go awry. So we're not going to be so caught up in our planning that when things don't go as planned that we fall apart. Can't do that. However, just as a precautionary thing, to have a plan, you know, like a backup plan. It's like what companies have. In other words, have a plan for your emotions. Have a plan for our spirituality. Have a plan for our education. In other words, let's just say you're working, you have a bachelor's degree, and you're on your job, and you might be doing well. Okay, we know how companies are today. When they begin to downsize and right-size and reorganize and restructure, and the economy changes as it is. The economy is more volatile today than it's ever been in history. And we know why, because of the global, we're a global economy now. And so what happens in the U.S. does not hinge only on what happens in the U.S. So naturally, things are going to happen. But a little bit of planning goes a long way. So in other words, if you're on a job and you have a certain kind of degree, you know, a plan would be something like, well, what happens if this happens? You know, I'll go back to school. What if I go back to school? Well, I'll take up a particular trade or a particular field that I want to study. So that's like one example of planning. A planning can also be where, for instance, the job that I have today, training. I set up a plan some years back to work in this field, and the plan was to get a degree in this field and then keep my options open. And so that's what I did. That was part of my plan, and so just so happened I have a job in this field. Yes, I see there, Lillian, you're coming. Yes, here in Canada, we have just heard that we are officially in a recession. Exactly. You're in a recession. We've been in a recession down here for almost a year, which if it continues to get worse, we could potentially be in a depression, but, you know, who knows. But right now, but see, that's the beauty about the whole planning. So now that we know we're in a recession, we can plan for what we're going to do with our lives. We're going to start a business. I have a small business that I want to start on the side in addition to the two businesses that I've started already. And I work both of those businesses a little bit at a time. I have a full-time job that I absolutely adore. I love my job. I just got that job in June of 2008. So while people were being laid off and while people were, you know, running scared and people were complaining about the economy and the bailouts, while all that was happening, because I had worked these nine P's that I had given you tonight, purpose, passion, preparation, especially that one, the perception, perseverance, and persistence and planning, because I had worked those. Remember I said you have to work these into your everyday life. It's not a one-shot deal. It's not something that you do for 6 months or 3 months or a year. No, this has to be every day, who you become, who you are. Because I had worked that, I was still able to get a job, my dream job, even in the midst of an economy being bad. But I wouldn't have been able, I probably would have missed this job if I didn't know what my dream was. And that's why you have to establish your dream. That's why I gave you that little exercise to answer the question, if dreams were for sale and money was no object, what would you buy? Okay, take money out of it. Take race out of it. Take gender out of it. Because some people are held back by their gender. Well, I'm a female and they don't do this with women. Or I'm a man and a man can't go here or there. You know, some people let their race hold them back. Well, because I'm this race or that nationality or what have you. So I'm saying I put money, because money is usually at the top of most people's list. So I said, take all of the obstacles away from you, and what dream would you go for? If you could purchase it with money, which dream would you buy? And that's the dream that you have, that you put your purpose and you put your passion behind it, because your passion is the thing that's going to keep you working on it day and night. Passion is the thing that will allow you to persevere. You see, passion will allow you to be persistent. Passion will allow you to have the right perception. Okay? When you're passionate about something, you are going to make a plan. There's just no two ways about it. But what are you going to be passionate about? I'm going to be passionate about my purpose. But what's my purpose? And I just, you know, your purpose is your dream. Your purpose is that dream that's unbelievable, the dream that you think is that you cannot achieve, that's your dream. Okay? It's the one that you think you can't achieve. Because if you thought you could achieve it, we wouldn't be having this conversation. You know what I mean? For most people, they won't need to know all of this if they're living it. So for most people, the dream is the one that you think can't happen. It doesn't look like it can happen, right? So that planning is very, very serious. You have to work your plan. Some people say, you know, plan your work and work your plan, and that's all great and fine. But you work the plan, you know, as just a little bit at a time, day by day, okay? Now, this next P, another P, I'm excited about all these P's because I've been living them for a while. Like I said, I could have died when I was being raped and molested. You know, I could have, you know, as a prostitute on the streets, I could have died from, you know, some deadly disease. At that time, when I was in that lifestyle, AIDS, there was no such thing as HIV. AIDS, there was no such thing as a cure. They had no cure at that time. AIDS had only been on the scene for about 7 years, but to the general public, it had only been around for possibly a year. They had been known to some medical people for maybe since in the late 70s, but this was in around 85. And so I could have died easily from my lifestyle, but I had to come. My destiny was to be here in 2009 so that I could get out this message to you. If you're listening to this, this message, my life, I'm alive today because of you. And I thank you. I thank you. I can't thank you enough. Whoever listens to this, whoever is called to and positioned to listen to this, I am thankful for your life. And you mean so much to me because without you, I wouldn't have had to stay alive. God had to keep me alive for this day, for all those people that he has given you dreams that you have not yet lived. The dream that you have not yet seen fulfilled. I don't know what it is. Only you know what it is. I have no idea. Only you know, and only you're going to find out. But what I'm saying is when you discover it, you're going to operate in these even before you discover it. These nine P's, you operate in these, and when your dream comes to reality, you will be prepared. You will be ready. And then the next P that I want to talk about is the P of patience. We have to be patient. We have to wait. It takes time. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, it's going to look like it's never going to happen. It's, you know, we're going to want to check out and just think it's just so late. It's, you know, so many things could cause us to want to give up our patience. And that would be failure. To give up patience and wait on where we're supposed to be, that would be failure. Success is being patient. Success is not getting sidetracked by the delay, because the delay does not mean that the thing is not going to be fulfilled in your lifetime and manifested in your life. Be patient. Wait on it. And when I say wait, it's an active wait. It's not a passive wait. It's not I'm going to sit back and wait for it to happen. No. It's I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep being persistent, persevering. I'm going to keep my perception right. I'm going to prepare. I'm going to have my passion in the proper place. Don't lose your patience. Our patience. Remember we said, be bold. Boldness brings favor, power, and magic. And wisdom will come to you when you're bold. When you're bold, when you're willing. See, some people wonder, you know, why am I so bold to talk about the things I've been through, being raped, having been molested, having been a party to the molestation, because some of this happened when I was 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. At that point, I was old enough to know the right from wrong, but I persisted in the thing. Why? Because of my destiny. My destiny was so powerful on my life that all I could do was live my life out. And your dream has been like that, but you have to look carefully. That's why I said your perception has to be clear so you can clearly see, because sometimes we don't want to face the truth. We don't want to see what's really out there. You know, I didn't want to face the fact that I would be standing before, I stand before hundreds and thousands telling them my story about the shame and the guilt and the pain and the stigma of my past, but at the same time, in the same breath, I can talk about being, you know, a training coordinator in my company where I train over 200 plus employees in various workplace skills and abilities, every kind of training that the things that I thought nobody would ever let me do. I train people in customer service. I train people in communications, team building. I have a meeting tomorrow with one of the directors to come and do some customized training. Here's the woman who's been scorned, who was ruthless, who had nothing, who wanted to end her life. Now I'm meeting with heads of people to discuss, you know, I don't even have the words. I really don't. A lot of this, I don't have the words to describe what is happening in my life. That's all I can say is live your dream. All I can say is achieve your dream, because this dream is the only word that is appropriate to fit what I'm living, what I'm experiencing. And what I'm saying, you have to have patience. I'm over 50. It took a long time to get here. You know, that was 25 years ago when I made up my mind to no longer be a prostitute. You know, it took a long time, you know, working on a PhD, you know, having people, so many people know about my struggle in education that they're already calling me Dr. Williams. Some people who didn't even know I was working on a PhD prophetically referred to me as Dr. Williams. They didn't even know I was working on that degree. But God showed them something so that they could say that to me to encourage me, because he knew I was tired, and, you know, all that persisting and all that perseverance is going to make you want to give up because it's hard work. But he'll send your way the right person at the right time with the right thing to say to you that you'll be able to run on a little bit further. And so now that I'm toward the end of my PhD, you see, a dream that I never thought I could live out. I never thought anyone would ever be saying to calling me Dr. Williams. I was a high school dropout. I flunked out of school. I never got above a C. And that was usually after I was threatened by my parents and punished by them. And back in those days, you could still beat children. You can't do that today in most places. But I was beaten because I couldn't succeed in school. I was beaten. I still have welt marks on parts of my body because I refused to go to school and do what was right. But because of my purpose, because I, you know, the purpose was for this message, achieve your dreams. And so one day, working on a PhD was only a dream for me. I had no idea how I would ever get here. And so, but I wouldn't be able to talk about achieving your dreams if I didn't have dreams that had been achieved. So dreams, they are real. You can achieve them, but you're not going to achieve them unless you do these things and some of the things that we've mentioned on the call. And so I want to go over the last piece. We talked about patience. We talked about planning. We talked about being persistent, persevering, no matter what. Keep going. We talked about perception, talked about being prepared, preparation. And we talked about passion, and we talked about purpose. And the last P that I want to talk about tonight is the P of power. And I call these the 9 P's of success. It's the last P is the power P. The P is for the word power. Now, power means that you have the ability to do your dream. You have the ability. No matter what you think, power is there. Many people have achieved great things. There was a woman, I can't think of her name right now, but she's from Kenya. You may have heard of her. She's about 65 years old, or she might be around 68. Here's a woman that has reached great success. She's planted over 30 million trees, all because of a dream. All because of a dream. Look at Bill Gates. He had a dream to put a computer on every desk. All because of a dream that we're here. I'm looking at some of you in the chat room, and that's because of the desk and the desktop and the laptop and what have you. This show is a direct result of someone's dream, and that's what I want to say to you. It's been a great show. Again, I thank all of you. Without you, I couldn't live my dream. And I thank you again for tuning into the show tonight. Please send me a note, email, send me a message, call me, whatever you need to do. My website, lalisajwilliams.com, or you can get it from my homepage. But have a wonderful night. Achieve your dreams. Don't let anything stop you. Do what it takes to make your dream come true. Don't let anyone turn you around. Don't let anyone put you down, because you're going to get up. Well, again, this is Alicia J. Williams, and we thank you for tuning in to the show tonight. This has been the E-Power Coach Show, and I look forward to next week's show. We're going to keep talking about this, the secret to achieving your dream. We have some more good information to give out to you. Bye-bye.